Father, there's nothing we know, nothing I know except what you reveal. And I'm asking, Lord, reveal yourself to me in a way that, Lord, only you can, in a way that I can understand, in a way that, Lord, in the simplicity of your word, your breath that is in man, that is in me, and when you breathe in me, you inspire me. I see what you're saying, I hear what you're saying, and that's all I say. Give me the grace to interpret, to simply articulate, speak your word, and I pray upon every heart, every ears, and every eyes seeing me right now, and those who will be watching this recorded broadcast, I pray upon their hearts and ears and minds. Lord, reveal yourself in the simplicity of your word tonight. Reveal your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your word, heal. Heal anyone that is sick right now. Deliver anyone that is oppressed right now. Anyone going through any form of distress. Lord, dead dreams, dead parts, dead things, things that people have given up for dead in the name of Jesus that are even forgotten. Let your power, let your spirit, as your spirit is hovering upon everyone and every place and your glory covers the earth, as the waters cover the sea, I say in the name of Jesus, let there be light as your word is released. Let there be understanding as your word is released. Let there be healing and let there be deliverance. And Lord, all for your glory in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, I'm seeing people from all over the place where you are joining us from. Thank you for those already on the Slido. Yes, I can see. Can I see? Yes, I can see. Yes, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. And I want to see your glory. Okay. Now, we started last week. And the topic tonight again, those who saw the glory of God. It's going to be part two. Or those who will see. Because when we learn from those who saw, we will be able to also see what they saw and how they saw the glory of God. What did they see? What led to them seeing what they saw? We started with a man called Moses. And in Exodus and chapter 33, I want to do a shout out to someone we call Daddy AY. He led us in a prayer session just before now. Couple of minutes ago, he led us in that prayer session. In the prayer session, he was sharing with us how God reveals his glory, how he revealed his glory to the Israelites, especially when they were going through the wilderness and when they came out of the wilderness. You see, the Israelites were, I would say, a sample of people that God was using to introduce himself to the entire human race. If you look at their experience and their journeys with God, it will give you an idea of how God relates with human beings. Every one of us, mankind, created in his image and in his likeness. And he led us and we saw how the glory of God showed us one side of God, the provision, the goodness, the mercy, the beauty, the splendor of God. And then another side, that the glory of God showed up, but it was in more or less a way that we need to be careful, like not to incur the wrath of God. It's like the presence of someone, all right? You know someone and they are present. You know, you can see their good side when they're present. And listen, you can see also the judgment side when they are present. See, as good as God is, as awesome as God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, is, God is, there's something God does not like. I'm using the word like. He doesn't tolerate. God hates. That's actually the strong word. He hates. You know, the book of Proverbs chapter 6 tells us 6 things God hates. But if the summary of everything is called sin or transgression. God hates sin. Transgression is when we just do anything contrary to his will, anything contrary to his plan, his purpose, because God is good. So the opposite of good in this case is evil. If we do anything evil, God is not pleased. God can't be happy. God hates anything that is unrighteous. That means anything not right, okay, before him. Anything not right before him. Yes. Oh, thank God. Let me just pause. This is a manifestation of the glory of God here. Somebody was healed, and they're sharing with us from the last Bible study, which is 1 week ago, was healed from a painful hand. When the vessel, right, that God used last week said he sensed the glory of God. We give God the glory. That is all to the glory of God. There was someone else again. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing this to remembrance, who had something to do with the issue of blood. This person is female. And something to do with the issue of blood, they were healed that very night to the glory of God. You know what? If there was any testimonial you have, please, you can bombard the comment section. Let us know what happened to you between last week and now. Because when we begin to talk about the glory of God, it's like the word of God, like a seed, and the seed must reproduce after its kind. God bless you, Roberta. Good to see you online. So, Moses in Exodus chapter 33, how did he see the glory of God? We saw it last week. Moses simply asked. He made a request to God. And what was this request? He said in the book of Exodus and chapter 33, he said, Lord, show me your glory. So Moses made a request. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 18. He requested, Lord, show me your glory. Now, so that we don't go too far, and someone is asking, what is the meaning of glory? That is the glory of God. So that's why I've told the media team to please bring up this slide, and they are going to bring this slide up right now, that just simply tells us what the glory of God is. So when you hear the word glory, it simply means the honor of God, the majesty of God, the abundance of God, the riches, the splendor, the dignity, the reputation. You see, one thing about the reputation of God is that anything he says, his reputation is at stake. So whatever he says, he must accomplish. His word never falls to the ground unfulfilled. God has said it. God will do it. God has promised. God will make sure that promise comes to pass. That is the God we're talking about here. And glory also means God's weight, God's heaviness. See, God is so heavy, heavier than the heaviest thing you can conceive or you've seen in your life. You know, and that's the thing also about the presence of God, when God shows up, when his glory manifests. If his weight should come on you, it can crush you. You know, something heavy comes on you, can literally flatten you. There is a scripture that talks about, you know, let me just put it in a very simple way, that if you come against God, you will be broken, literally shattered, broken. But if God comes against you, you will be crushed, grinded into powder, into pieces. That is the weight of God, the glory of God. So this is just a simple definition so that we keep it as simple as possible. So, and thank you those who are on Slido. If you have any question, please keep on putting it there. Or you, like those who have typed it there, you want to see his glory. So let us pray right now. Father, please, you can leave the Slido on. Slido is that hashtag again, J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. So if you are praying like Moses today, that Lord, show me your glory. What you are simply saying, Lord, show me your honor. Show me your majesty. Lord, let me experience. Listen, not just to see it. Let's pray for an experience tonight. Let's pray. Some people are already experiencing it. Yes, is a rock of offense. Yes, is a rock of salvation. Yes, is also the eternal rock of safety. The rock can do so many things. God is like that. So Lord, show me your majesty tonight. Father, I pray, show me. I want to experience your abundance, your riches, your splendor, your dignity, your reputation. Father, I pray that the weight of your glory, where no words can be uttered again when you reveal yourself. Lord, reveal yourself to me, reveal yourself through me, and I pray upon everyone on tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am praying specifically right now for you, Sarah. I pray right now the power of God come upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Now, receive the glory of his healing. Receive cleansing, purging, everything that is not meant to be in the temple of God, which is your body, sickness, disease, whatever the name is, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I curse anything God has not planted in his temple, which is your body, from the root to be uprooted. Out, healing, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead. Quicken, give life to your mortal body. Anyone listening tonight and you have any form of sickness in your body, you will see the glory of God. Yeah. You will experience the glory of God. You will experience the majesty, the power, the dignity, because the reputation of God is at stake. He sends his word heals and delivers from every destruction tonight for his glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Right. Amen. Please be very expectant tonight. Let's go on. Now, I want us to see a family. There is a family in the scriptures. All right? A family in the scriptures. Come with me to John chapter 11. John and chapter 11. So please, we can take that off from the screen, the slide. So John and chapter 11. So let's see this family that experienced, okay, and not just saw the glory, not just touched the glory, but they experienced the glory of God. Now, what happened in this to this family? Now, a family of three. Two sisters, and they had one brother. Their brother, his name was called Lazarus. Lazarus. So, come with me now as we begin to check out Lazarus. Okay? Let's see what happened to their brother, Lazarus. So, John, come with me now. John and chapter number 11. Let's read the story. Those who saw the glory of God. Tonight, you will not only see, you will experience the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just heard this, and I will just say it as I heard it. You are just suddenly feeling a kind of a cool breeze. You know, that happens when, you know, I've experienced this many times when I'm kind of ill in my body and I suddenly start feeling relief and I'm getting healed. It's like a cool breeze just starts blowing. And then I break into like very tiny droplets of cold sweat. That's what somebody's experiencing right now. In the name of Jesus, your healing has started from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Just as I described it, that's exactly what you're feeling right now, like a cool breeze. And then you're feeling tiny droplets of cold, sweat breaking out of your body. In the name of Jesus, that healing has started. It will be perfected. It will complete. You will be made every whit whole to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. All right. So now the Bible says a certain man was sick. Remember, we're talking about those who saw the glory of God. Why? So that we too can see what they saw and experience what they saw. Okay. So this certain man called Lazarus of Bethany, he was sick. The town of Mary and his sister Martha. Verse number 2 now tells us, it was that Mary, okay? Those who saw the glory of God, very interesting. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Let's pause there. Now, you need to understand what's going on here. There was a time that Jesus came, because we're talking about Jesus now. Jesus is the one now being referred to there as the Lord. Lord means master, the owner, the maker, the creator. Is just another word that describes the glory of who God is, the person, the character, the nature of who God is. In the name of Jesus, I heard high blood pressure. I say, let the blood of Jesus begin to speak better things concerning your body now. The water in your body and the blood, the red blood corpuscles, the white blood corpuscles, the cells, in the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord, align to the word of the Lord, align to the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that speaks better things, speak into your blood stream now. High blood pressure become normal. Let the blood of Jesus flow. Let the blood of Jesus speak. And let every pressure leave now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just vow right now. Everything I say tonight, I hear you say. Lord, to you be all the glory. It's got nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing. Yes, 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 yes. You are feeling a bit of discomfort. Don't worry. Healing is taking place right now. Okay, so Mary, appeared in a place where Jesus was, and she was there crying and broke an alabaster bottle, expensive perfume, very expensive perfume. She broke it and began to rub Jesus, poured it on Jesus's feet, and use that hair to be wiping Jesus's feet. So that is that same Mary. Some of us have read the Bible before and we've seen that Mary. That's the Mary, the same Mary. She's the sister to Martha and also the sister, or rather she had the brother called Lazarus. It's always sweet when we read these things in context. When we see the Bible story, people, it is awesome. Okay, so now you know who this Mary is now. You can relate with that Mary. Why? Because Mary, listen, Jesus referred to her there that, wow, her sins were many. And she realized the goodness of God through Jesus Christ. And through the goodness of God through Jesus Christ, her sins were forgiven. Her sins were many. Sins are just the wrongdoings, the evil things we've done in life, wrong choices we've made. Some of us are living with the consequences of it right now. But you see, it's God's perfect will He was saying through a prophet called Isaiah. Maybe next week we will see, because Isaiah is another person who saw the glory of God, you know? But God was speaking, manifesting himself, his will, through the prophet Isaiah, because Isaiah was prophesying in the Bible. There were four kings during the reign, during the time Isaiah was prophesying. And all these four kings, some of them did a little bit of what was right. Some of them didn't do what was right in the eyes of God. You know, the four kings, one was called, I think, Uzziah, and then his son, and his son, his grandson, and on and on. Four kings. So God was speaking through Isaiah that the people, his people, the Israelites, had forsaken him. They had done all sorts of abominable things, wrong things, evil. You know, burn incense, went after idols, did all sorts of idolatrous things. But God now said, through Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, even though your sins are red as crimson, red as scarlet, say, come, let's reason together. It's not my will that you perish or die in your sin, but I want to wipe off your sin. I want to forgive you. That's one of the glory, the manifestations of the glory of God. When he showed himself to Moses, he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Please, somebody should hear this tonight. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. That's part of the manifestation of the glory of God. You've been crying. You're living in regret. You wish you didn't do what you did. You're living in the past. And the past has taken over your present. Listen, your sins are forgiven. Please share this video. This now, if you're watching Facebook, I just sent somebody needs to send this to somebody right now. They need to hear this. They are not currently online, but just send this to them. Okay? Send this to them. Just pause. Don't worry. Send it to them. Send this, because there are some things right now that I'm sensing is a word for some people, and they need to hear this word. And if anyone's dropped in your mind, send the video to them, either the Facebook link or the YouTube link. All right. So Isaiah saw the glory of God, described the glory of God, and began to say the things he saw. Maybe next week we'll look at Isaiah, but let's stick to this family. The family of Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus. So let's go on. So in verse number 3, the Bible says, therefore, the sisters sent to him, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Okay, so Lazarus, their brother, was sick. Okay, and that is why tonight, when we're talking about sickness, God wants to manifest his glory. Every sickness gone, I repeat, by the power in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, every sickness in your body tonight, as a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God alone, and the glory of God, every sickness in your body goes now in the name of Jesus. Now, listen. They said, Lord, they sent to Jesus. That him there is Jesus. Now, you may ask, who is Jesus? You need to understand that Jesus, the Bible describes him in John chapter 1. He was the Word of God made flesh. He was full of glory. He was full of grace and truth. He was full. The Bible said God did not the measure upon of the glory of God. Upon and within Jesus, the Word made flesh, was without measure. You see, let's not go into any debate. Oh, Jesus, prophet. Listen, leave that alone, okay? But let's focus on what Jesus carried, right? What Jesus carried. Full glory, manifesting the glory of God. You know, Acts chapter 10, verse 38 tells us, when the anointing, when the Spirit of God came upon him at the age of 30. He was led up in the wilderness. He was tempted 40 days, 40 nights. He overcame the devil. When he came back from the wilderness, the Bible says, was filled with the power of God, the glory of God. And Acts 10:38 tells us he started going about. What was he doing? He was doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Not just with him, the power of God was upon him. The power of God was within him. It was simply oozing out and manifesting the glory of God. And how did that manifest? It manifested through the good he did, through the healing, and through the devils he was casting out who are oppressing people. You are under any form of oppression tonight, and you are hearing this. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every oppression, the spirit of depression. That's right. The spirit of depression. I cast you out now of that mind in the name of Jesus. And I say in its place, hear the word of the Lord. The Spirit of God comes upon you. The Comforter comes within you. Receive and declare in the name of Jesus. Please declare with your mouth, I am free. I am free. I am free. He that Jesus sets free is free indeed. Let's go on. All right. John 11. Lord, behold, the one whom you love is sick. Let's see what happened. When Jesus heard that, hear what Jesus said. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Please stop that. Stop there. Okay? Listen. We don't know what caused the sickness, but whatever caused the sickness is an opportunity for the glory of God, and Jesus, filled, full of the glory of God, to be manifested, to be glorified. You know, that word glorified means just whatever it is manifesting. Whatever you're full of is manifesting. And even if they say glorified, it's like you become bigger than you actually are. Okay? Because of what has come upon you, what's come upon you within you is manifesting through you. So full glory begins to manifest. So this sickness, he says, right, is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified in it. See that word glory? See that word glorified? Listen, who gets the glory here? God, the source, the creator, the owner, the Lord, the master, the owner, the maker. Anything God creates, God can fix. Anything created by God, God can fix. And listen, hear the word of the Lord, somebody. You are God's creation. God can fix you. You are God's creation. God can fix you, and God will fix you tonight. Whatever is wrong with you, whatever you think is wrong with you, I say in the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord comes to you, resets your thinking, resets your life, resets everything, your perspective, and you begin to see the glory of God inside you and through you and around you in the name of Jesus. So Jesus said that, verse 5, the Bible says, now Jesus loved, John chapter 11, Martha and her sister. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed, listen to this, 2 more days in the place where he was. Wait a minute. Lazarus, Jesus, the Bible tells us here from the testimonial of the sisters that he was someone that Jesus loved. That's Lazarus who was sick. Excuse me. Someone I love and I heard they're sick. I'm not going to stay 2 more days. I'll probably run to where they are and try to probably get help, send them, take them to the hospital, or get them some medication or not. But excuse me, the one full of glory, the one who declared that this sickness is not unto death, see what he does. He stays two more days in the place where he was, like he was not in a hurry. Oh, come on. Excuse me, can I tell you, by the Spirit of God, the one who knows the end from the beginning is never in a hurry. The one who knows the end from the beginning is never in a hurry. He will always be on time. I am speaking to someone right now who is experiencing some form of delay. It looks like delay. You have prayed. You've sent your supplication. You've sent your request. You've done everything you know to do. Yet, you are experiencing delay. Listen, by the Spirit of God, it is for the glory of God. It is for the glory of God. You know, a senior colleague of mine, I'm not sure if he's watching tonight, just sent me a book. And I'm reading that book and I'm screaming. I mean, I am screaming. In the book, he was sharing how he got married. He had a big celebration. The wedding was really like a talk of the town because of the family they came from and people who knew them, you know, and everybody just wanted to celebrate their day. And they got married. And, you know, after the wedding, of course, everybody would go to their home. And of course, he said himself and his wife decided that, you know what, let's not wait. You know, we're not doing no family planning because, of course, it's the medical field. He knows about all these things. That no, let's have the children we want to have quickly, early days of our marriage. And guess what happened? They began to try and try. First year, no child. Second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year. Listen, they did not have a child. I'm pausing now. Until 16 years after that wedding. Even though they planned, they prayed that they want to have children immediately. But when God will show up, excuse me, when God will show up, indisputable, God showed up and he wrote this book for the glory of God. Not talking about, not just the glory of God he heard about, but the glory of God they have experienced. And he wrote this book that I'm reading currently. Okay, maybe next time I will recommend the book. I'm not trying to sell the book. Maybe you need to read this story. It's someone I know, someone I've seen, you know, was my senior in secondary school. But he sent me the book that, you know, God laid on his heart. People he should share that is to read the book first. So he sent me a free copy. So thank you very much for that free copy, Dr. Stoney. Okay, what are we saying here? Delay is as if this delay was intentional. Do you know why? Because the one who knows the end from the beginning knows that this is for his glory. Please, somebody experiencing delay right now, go into a time of thanksgiving. That this is for his glory. This is, and God will be glorified in what seems like a delay. God will be glorified in what seems like a delay. In the name of Jesus. Listen, whatever reason, you know, my senior friend was telling in the book, sharing, people came and gave all sorts of reasons to them why they were experiencing delay in childbirth. Those who gave reasons, those who gave suggestions, those who even abused them, those who suggested all sorts of things, leave your wife, go and marry another. Listen, God knows the end from the beginning. This delay is for his glory. I say that I'm hearing resoundingly to the glory of God. That delay is for his glory. We celebrated the glory in the family, in one family in our midst, in our local assembly here. And as I was praying for this child last Sunday, it just dawned on me. I heard myself, I was hearing, thank God that this child did not come first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, ninth year, all to the glory of God. And we are seeing nothing short of the glory of God. Listen, that delay is for the glory of God. Let's read on. Let's read on. Father, glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. There will be a sign, said the Lord. A sign, a sign. I don't know what that sign is, but God will give you a sign this February. In fact, this night. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He stayed two more days in the place where he was, verse 7. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. Let us go to Judea again. And of course, if you read, you know, on and on and on and on, but I want us to focus, because of our time tonight, on something that is significant. How did they see the glory of God? Remember, number one, Mary was a sinner who was saved. When I say saved, was forgiven. And she earlier, before now, recognized her sins were forgiven and came to honor the one who forgave her her sins by anointing Jesus' feet with the most expensive perfume. You know, that perfume was so expensive that I think they calculated it that it could pay wages. You know, if my theology is still right, it could pay like an annual salary of someone. That perfume she broke and gave all, poured on Jesus' feet. Listen, give God the glory for forgiving you all your sins. If you are taking that for granted now, listen, you are forgiven. Give God the glory. Thank him for saving you. Mary did just that. Listen, let's go on with Mary. You know, if you read the story and you read the story, just keep on reading the story. But then now, let us get to the place where Jesus now met with this family. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb. You know what? By this time, Jesus delayed 4 days, and within those 4 days, Lazarus died. The one he loved. The one he heard was sick. The one he was not in a hurry to go and heal died. This time, 4 days dead. He was already buried, forgotten, thrown into the womb of the earth. I heard before I came online that dry bones will rise again. I heard before I came that the Spirit of God is coming upon something that is dead, buried, forgotten, written off. I heard the Spirit of God say that doors that were shut are opening. Opening. Not just doors, graves that have been sealed, buried, are opening. And I'm saying this in a metaphor, not literally somebody raised from the dead. I don't know if God wants to raise anybody from the dead. That is his prerogative. But something in a metaphoric way that has been given up. Thank God for the testimony last week. The person said, when I kept saying, or rather I heard, and I was saying four. 4 days prior to last week's Bible study, they got some negative news from the doctor's report. That day was four. That night, the doctor's report reversed to the glory of God. To the glory of God. So 4 days now, he was in the womb, and Jesus was now in Bethany, verse 18, 2 miles away. And of course, Mary and Martha this time were being comforted by women. If you look at verse 19, concerning Lazarus, who was dead 4 days ago. Now listen, Martha, this is one of the sisters. The moment she heard Jesus was coming, she went, met him. But our focus is Mary. What was Mary doing? Sitting in the house. Did she hear Jesus was coming? Yes. But what was she doing? Sitting in the house. You see, that sitting is very significant. That was not the first time Martha will sit. The first time we see Jesus commending Martha sitting was at his feet. And I think that was in the book of, let me get it. I think it's Luke and chapter 10. If you look at Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, I think that was it. Sorry, Mary. Okay, sorry. Thank you for correcting me there. Mary was sitting. Martha was running. He went to meet Jesus right when she heard Jesus was coming, but Mary was sitting. One of the things I heard tonight to share with us because of our time that will make us, you and I, see the glory of God is when we learn to sit down. There's another place in the scriptures. Jesus was going to multiply bread and fish in a hopeless situation where there was lack. The Bible tells us that Jesus told them, make the people to sit down. And the Bible said those who sat down were the ones that saw the multiplication of the bread and the fish. Sit down. Listen, sitting down is a sign of, number one again, trust. Because Jesus commended Mary the first time Mary sat down in Luke chapter 10, I believe. Okay, between verse 38 and 42, you can read the scripture. Commended her for sitting down to hear his word. Anyone that will see the glory of God must learn to sit down and hear his word. Stop running helter-skelter. Listen, sit down. Sit down, said the Spirit of the Lord. The sign of discipleship, listen, on that, when you read the Bible, when you hear somebody sat at somebody's feet, is a sign of discipleship. The master and a discipleship relationship. You hear someone like Paul say, I sat down, I was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel. That's discipleship. That's honor. That is surrender. That is submission. That is trust. Sitting down. Mary sat down. The people who were given that 5 loaves, who saw the multiplication, the glory, were the ones who sat down. The Bible said that bread, the fish was given, said, make the men sit down. Perhaps some of the men took off to go and help themselves to see how they would solve the problem. But those who sat down, the Bible said, they were given those 5 loaves and 2 fishes. A deep revelation that we will miss until we read those scriptures. So you can see that John chapter 6, because of our time, I can't go. John chapter 6, verse 10, John chapter 6, verse 11. Those who sat down experienced the goodness, the benevolence of God. So Mary was sitting down. Okay, significance. And then Martha said to Jesus in verse 21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, verse 23, your brother will rise again. Look at what Martha said. When you are not sitting down, you start giving interpretation to what God didn't say. You start interpreting scriptures your own way. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Hear what she said. Yes, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. That's not what Jesus meant. When we don't sit down, we don't hear exactly what he's saying. But then Jesus now says in verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you, believe this? Listen, this scripture I've just read to you, verse 25, somebody should take it Read it, meditate, declare it. Everything dead comes back to life in the name of the one who is the resurrection and the life. And it says, believe. Because I want you to see, all right, one thing that Jesus said. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe, all right? Okay, if you read the story, later we see that Jesus now went to the tomb. Please just read that story. But then I want you to see the question in verse 26, do you believe this? Please go back and read this to yourself and declare it over yourself. Now, I want to round up now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says Jesus, he went to where they put him. You know the story, read it again. He came and he asked them, where did they lay Lazarus in verse 34. Jesus wept in verse 35. He groaned in the spirit. Oh, when the glory comes, there's no word to say. The Bible says that we pray in the spirit. It helps our infirmities. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities with groanings, which cannot be offered. That is what Jesus see there. If you've never seen that before, you've seen it tonight. Jesus groaned in the spirit. We see that in verse number 33. He groaned. You can't speak words deep. You groan. You groan under the weight of his glory. All right. Now, the Bible said, Jesus wept in verse 35, verse 38. Look at it again. Jesus again, please bring that scripture up, media team. John 11, 38. Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. Ah, someone is in pain. You are groaning. Someone, you have been praying. You can't pray again. You just groan. You are groaning beyond words. Listen, resurrection, power come upon you. Come upon that which you've been groaning over in the name of Jesus. They laid him. It was a cave and a stone there. Jesus said, take away the stone. Listen, Jesus could have taken away the stone, but he told them, take this action. We are talking about those who saw the glory. I'm rounding up now. Saw the glory. Take away the stone. Listen, metaphor, symbolic, prophetic word to someone. Do that which is possible. Do that which you can do that is possible, and leave me to do the impossible, said the Lord. You can take the stone. You can move that stone. You can go to that door and knock, I will open, said the Lord. You can write that application. You can make that phone call again. Where they said no, call, ask, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. Take away the stone. Look at the impossible thing about that stone, because you will hear this and what the instruction God is saying. Martha, same Martha, who will never sit down, who will always give interpretation to what the master is saying, because they will never sit. Busy serving when they should be listening. Busy, encumbered about so many things, about people that won't come and help them to serve. Listen, forget about that. Sit down, saith the Lord. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said, Lord, by this time, there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. In other words, she was resisting that simple instruction. Listen, the instruction God is giving you does not make sense. The instruction sounds impossible. Jesus said to her, did I not say? Verse 40. And this is where we're ending tonight, that if you would believe, you would what? See the glory of God. Let us pray right now. Are you like that man who brought his son, the son lunatic? Prayers were made, apostles, disciples prayed, nothing happened. But Jesus said, do you believe? Say, Lord, I believe, but please help my unbelief. Did I not say to you, said the Lord tonight, that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. What happened here? before they saw the glory of God, they had to believe. Right now, Father, help my unbelief. All the miracles that have happened, they already happened. They are waiting to be delivered to you. God is just waiting for you to say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. You are the resurrection. You are the life. Though this thing was dead, though I've given up this dream, though they've turned this away from me, though they've said, no, it is impossible, I believe that with you, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Listen, do the possible, said the Lord, and I will do the impossible. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've delivered your word. Do that which is impossible. Let's pray. Oh, I see the glory. Oh, Lord. Lord, open the eyes. Experience his glory tonight. Experience his glory. Oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I believe you are the resurrection, you are the life. Lord, I believe. Kari ambekus tikuri kalimba dear. Help my unbelief. Lord, help me. Jesus is saying, God is saying, if you did I not say, if you will believe, you will see the glory. You will see the glory. Listen, Mary, your sins are forgiven. Listen, Mary, sit down. Sit down. The glory of God will meet you. Sit down, Mary. In the name of Jesus, receive the word. Nothing can be taken away from you. That important thing, you have sat at the feet of Jesus tonight. You've heard this word reassuring. Listen, Mary, if you believe, you will see. And what happened? Listen, that was which was dead 4 days. And I say in the name of Jesus, everything representing Lazarus in your life, come forth now. Now, let the dead be resurrected. They raised back to life tonight to the glory of God. Father, I've delivered your word. Do that which only you can do. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. You are testifying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, the person taking over, just bring them back. Bring them to side by side with me and let them pray. Just pray right now. Thank you, Shindara. Pray the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, Spirit of intercession. Just open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray for me, pray for everyone. Just go ahead and pray before you do the announcement. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word and we thank you for Pastor who shared the word. And we pray that you'll bless him in Jesus' name. And we pray that you'll help us and that you'll give us the grace to do the possible and allow you to do the impossible in Jesus. Yes. Please, don't let us doubt you. Help us to believe you and to believe everything that you tell us to do in Jesus' name. And please help Pastor as he has poured out the word. Please infill the word back into him. And please help him to also believe you and to not doubt you at all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 All right. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. Over to you, Shindara.